This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning, kinda. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's The Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. And where you shop when you're the Average Joe is CGR Wholesale, where the Average Joe buys like a pro. I mean, it's kind of a good morning because, you know, it's another day. We're all here. And we have Pittsburgh sports, but it's also not a great day. In some regards, I mean, basketball lost yesterday. Never like to see that. They're last in the ACC. They're struggling a bit this year. The main reason I'm not thrilled this morning, though, is because I was going to go on a rant, and I would have had my shift landed on a Tuesday this week, but it did not. And I was going to rant and talk about Mike Tomlin, and then the reports came out that he's ensuring the team and people that he's going to be back next season. So he doesn't have an extension right now, but his deal lasts through 2024. And so I have to refine my opinion a bit with that knowledge, knowing that whatever I say does not necessarily, it's not necessarily going to promote any sort of change. I mean, could he get fired? Yeah, there's a slim chance. I personally would hope that would happen, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen based on the reports. But my standard was set. Win a playoff game, everything goes away. They did not win a playoff game. And it's not even so much that they lost, because sometimes you run into a team and that's frustrating. It's just even more frustrating with how they lost. Just the routine mistakes that they made, just seeming like they weren't super prepared for the game. And then they kind of came back. Then they were inching back. And then Minkah Fitzpatrick couldn't make a routine tackle. And the end. Game over. So, yeah, I'm frustrated. I got more to say. And we'll get there in due time. I got plenty of time. I'm going to spend the rest of the week that I'm here ranting on this show because I'm frustrated, and then we'll move on in the coming weeks to the Penguins, the Pirates news, Pitt basketball. I'm just going to – I don't even want to address the Steelers after this week. I mean, I'm sure there's news that's going to exist that I'm going to have to acknowledge at some point, but, like, I just am – yeah, I'm frustrated. But we got the phone lines active already. You can call me, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X if you want to do the typed message thing. You can mention me in a post there. At Callas_33 is my X handle, Callas_33. And we'll start with Will in Apollo. Good morning, Will. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I wanted to just touch on what you were talking about the Steelers before I get to my other point. But I think maybe it might be a good thing, maybe Mike Tomlin, you know, he has to earn his stay for once instead of it just being handed to him. If he does a good job, hires a good offensive coordinator, and then he has a productive season and finally wins the playoff game, maybe he'll get that extension he's looking for.
412-928-9370 is the phone number. Give me a call. Talk to me. We will talk about the Steelers. And, yeah, voice your opinion about it. Mike Tomlin walked away from the podium after Brooke Pryor asked him a question, which I thought it was a fair question at a poor time. I feel like, though, she waited, too, toward the end. Like, she wanted to wait until... she wanted to wait until everybody else had asked their questions before asking it, because it seemed like she realized he was going to be mad about it. But it didn't... I mean, it didn't make him not mad at it still, because, you know, he walked away, and that's... I mean, it was entertaining, and but again, I mean, it was a poor time. I didn't have a problem with the question in its nature, because people on a national level want to know, and since she waited till the end, I mean, it was fine. Like, I mean, it's what it is. It is a question, but you know, I mean, being that it was after a playoff loss like that, I can understand the perspective, though, that it wasn't a good question to ask. Again, I think fair question, and there was going to be no good time to ask a question like that. But now on to what I think about the game. It didn't seem that they were overly prepared to take on the Bills. At least, just again, from a routine level, the fumbles, some of the play execution. I mean, it's tough to be perfect, and in the playoffs, and even to win a Super Bowl, you got to be perfect. So I get it. I don't necessarily fault them for making any mistakes. It's just the nature of the mistakes. A couple fumbles, one of which got turned back, but a couple fumbles, and again, just poor execution on some plays that should have been better run. Now, who do you blame for that? I blame the coach. And Najee Harris spoke, and if you heard his comments, he said that, well, we need better structure, and I'm not talking about just the coaches. Well, then who's supposed to create the structure? I mean, that's my response to that question, and I think he didn't want to place too much blame on one particular group of people in that case, but, like, the coaches are the ones that create that structure. So that's frustrating to hear. And then I'm going to tackle this national perspective here, and then I hope I don't have to touch on it again. But when there are some national people that are starting to kind of turn now, and I got to speak without being super frustrated here. If Mike Tomlin can go to another team, I get that teams are would jump on him if he were available. Like, that's the argument. You should keep your coach because other teams would take him in a minute, take him quickly. And for me, it's like, I'm good if a team that has had no hope to make it to the playoffs get Mike Tomlin so that he can bring them that joy. We're seeing the same thing over and over again, though, here in Pittsburgh. So maybe it's not a good fit, because Mike Tomlin has clearly maxed the results that the Steelers are going to get under him and his decision-making. And again, I hold him accountable because he talks about how involved he is with drafting, with having a say in who the coaches will be and some free agents that they acquire. Just the way that he talks, he is in charge of making so many decisions, and his decisions have gotten the Steelers to a perpetual non-losing season streak and a first-round playoff exit, if they make the playoffs at all, over the last 7 years. So if there's a team right now that's struggling and down, that isn't winning many games, that wants a new head coach, have Mike Tomlin go to them and bring them some joy. Because those standards, those expectations are a little lower than if he gets them to the promised land finally. Well, that's awesome. Have at it. Put them in that good situation. But we in Pittsburgh have seen this movie already, and I've talked about this before, but I would rather take the risk and try something different with the possibility that things will get better over time than continue to be stuck in not winning a playoff game. In not being a serious contender. It's like the Steelers are one of those pity teams now. Where it's like, hey, good job, guys. You did it. You didn't lose more games than you won this season, and you tried. And that's just frustrating. You don't want to be in that limbo. It's just a tough place to be when you're constantly in the middle and not getting anywhere, and we have seen this already. Now, maybe not everything is Mike Tomlin's fault, but he's got to be the one to make the decisions to set the team up for best success. And the way they played, and I'll mention it as much as I mentioned the Steelers until next season, they could have beaten the Cardinals, they could have beaten the Patriots, they could have beaten the Colts. And they looked awful in those games, and it put them in a worse position. Then they had to play the Buffalo Bills and snowy Buffalo, which we're talking might have been their best-case scenario of opponents to play, but still, it's like they could have been set up for better success, a more comfortable end of the season, but they had to win, and they got some good fortune. Then they lost in the first round. It's the same thing over and over again, and that's what's frustrating. When the expectation gets set over a long enough time and it's not met, you got to move on because you should be getting better. You should never be getting worse. And the Steelers, it feels like they're just stuck. But if you're stuck, you're not moving forward, which could mean that you're getting worse. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Got a caller on the line now. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Gregory. How you doing today?
A little frustrated, but trying to get over the loss from the Steelers.
Listen here.
Yeah, what's talking about?
Mike Tomlin's not the cause of them losing. Micah Fitzpatrick, guys like that. Micah Fitzpatrick had a dude in his grass. The guy got away from him, and three or four other Steelers walked into the end zone. The quarterback ran a 52-yard scamper and went straight into the end zone, untouched. And you blaming Mike Tomlin? Come on, man.
Oh, I mentioned Fitzpatrick didn't do routine things.
What's his name? Harris is talking about stuff. He didn't show up. When it's a good game, he never shows up. He needs to be traded. Losers, not Mike Tomlin. His team loses. They can't play when it's a good team. And you know this, man. When they get some good competition, the Steelers lose, like they always do. Wah, wah, wah.
Gregory, oh. Thank you for the call. Look, you're not wrong. I mean, you're not wrong in several of those points. Tomlin, though, I hold him accountable because it's presented that he makes a lot of important decisions with the team. So that's why I hold him accountable. Like, his influence on the team is not seemingly great anymore, which, even if it's not entirely his fault, the team right now is not responding to whatever influence he has. And a head coach, like, I use Dan Campbell with the Lions as a good comparison. Like, the way that they seem to respond to him because he's brought his passion and whatever fresh ideas he has to the table. And now they've made it past the first round the Lions have. It took some years of losing and struggling and being a punchline, but now they're here. They beat the Los Angeles Rams in a game against Matthew Stafford, who used to be their quarterback, which is interesting, and now they're moving on to the next round of the playoffs. And they're a team that you don't want to run into. You don't feel bad for the Lions anymore. You might have used to, but you don't anymore. But that's because you got a guy like Dan Campbell who it seems is majorly influencing the players to want to win and play for each other and play for the team as a whole. So that, again, Mike Tomlin is not doing anything, I'll say, wrong, quote unquote. He's not doing anything, like, he should not be entirely to blame here, that's fine. But to say that it isn't time for change, I think is not... It's not a good ideology to have in this case. Change could help the Steelers win, and it's not satisfactory anymore to just make it to the playoffs. They don't have to win a Super Bowl, The Super Bowl standard is high, and it's not achievable to do that every season or do that with regularity. That's just the nature of sports. But to get past the first round of the playoffs, when you've consistently made it to the playoffs and finished with a record on or above 500, then, yeah, I mean, I expect more from that. And if it's not being done, make a change. So I guess I'm not sitting here saying blame Tomlin for everything. There are things that he can't control, but at the same time, he is in control of a good chunk of the team at this point, based on his tenure and reputation. And he's got to have a greater influence, and he's got to have enough of an influence to make a solid impact and help lead his team to a solid playoff run. And I was a junior in high school the last time these guys won a playoff game. And now I'm 25 and here. So, yeah, blame, I guess, is the wrong word, but what he's doing as a head coach is not influential enough to get them where they need to go. And any coach could succeed with a good roster. I mean, it takes a little bit more, though, to really get you to push through a deep playoff run. 412-928-9370. I'll take one more caller before I take a break here. Good morning. What's your name?
Bob.
Bob, what's up?
Driving to work.
All right.
That last caller there. So, you know, you're going down the road and you got a bus driver and a bus full of kids, you know, and it runs off the road. You know, I mean, you don't say the kids wrecked the bus. The bus driver did. It was 21-0 in the first quarter. And players come out flat. That's Tomlin. Completely, 100% Tomlin. So I don't know where these Tomlin defenders are coming from, but please leave it alone. Thanks.
Hey, Bob, good call. I think a bus driver has a little more influence on the nature of driving a bus. Like, Tomlin is not... It's not the same analogy to say that Tomlin is like driving a bus, because he's there calling plays and making decisions to then have the players act on those decisions. So, I mean, I've heard that analogy before, and I'm not a huge fan of it. Regardless... Yeah, I mean, I'm not defending Tomlin as much either. I think it's more of like if a teacher doesn't teach kids well, and then the kids fail the tests, and then you blame the kids for not being prepared when the teacher's job is to prepare the kids to learn and then test so that they can prove their knowledge. I think it's more along that lines of an analogy, not so much a bus driver, but like, yeah, a teacher needs to prepare students to gain knowledge and to strategize so that they can best take tests. So too should Mike Tomlin set his team up for the best chance at being prepared for a certain opponent to win and move on. And not just this one playoff game, but the regular season saw a whole lot of holes. many problems existed this entire season that just created great concern. And Mason Rudolph gave us a lot of hope, but he alone was not good enough to help them win, and it was just a lot of those routine things that weren't done correctly, and I hold the coach responsible for that. They didn't do a lot of routine things well against the Patriots, that's for sure. You could argue the Cardinals were hot, and you could argue the Colts were fighting for their lives, too. Not that they're completely excusable losses, but there's just so many factors that can go into this season that you can hold Tomlin responsible for. So, yeah, I mean, he's got to have enough influence to prepare them to win, and that just doesn't seem to be the case right now. And so that's why it's frustrating. You're right if you say that he's not the one playing and he's not the one making mistakes. He's not a player in the game. But I would argue that if his influence isn't impactful enough for them to win at least one playoff game in 7 years, just time for a fresh look. Now, again, reports suggest that he's coming back for 2024. So there's at least one more year pending an extension that we're going to have to watch this team under Tomlin. So, again, my rant here doesn't really mean much because Tomlin's still here, and he's apparently still going to be here. So... it is what it is at this point. I'll continue ranting a little bit and kind of wrap up here when I come back. If you want to call, try to get a line in before the end of this show, you can. 412-928-9370. And you can also talk to me on X at Callis_33 is the number. That's my Twitter handle. I'm sorry. At Callis_33. CALLAS_33. Again, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, the Blazer, the Equinox, and Silverado. Go to sunchevy.com. It's going to be cold today. Right now, it's 9 degrees around the Pittsburgh area. The high today going to be 21 degrees, low of 8. Then tomorrow, warms up a little bit, high of 29, low of 19. Overcast skies expected. Again, that's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I am out of time, but yeah, my opinion still stands. Just to summarize, it's okay for certain change to happen, especially as it relates to sports. Tomlin is not to blame for necessarily certain things to happen on the football field, but I hold him accountable for not giving the team enough of an inspiration to win those football games. I think a coach has to have more influence over a team, and Mike Tomlin doesn't seem to have that right now. It seems that the message has gone stale, and that's not his fault. He's just a guy. He's doing his best. I don't doubt that he's doing his best when he coaches, but like sometimes it's time for change. Let him go to another team eventually, and they can celebrate non-losing seasons or even a Super Bowl if he can lead them there. Like, that's fine. But here in Pittsburgh, we've seen the same movie too many times. It's time to pick a new movie. Whether that movie is terrible or great, we won't know unless we try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.